It is Mother's Day. Very nice, by
thanks,
the way.
Thanks.
It is Mother's Day, and I haven't read this in a long time. My mother's been gone for a while now. And the funny thing about it is, you know, you start to miss your mother and your dad more as you get older. You know, at first, you miss them a lot at first, obviously, but then you start to get used to it, you know, okay, miss your mom, but it's not, you know. Then as you get older, it's like, you know, I really start missing my mom again. So I thought I would read this. This is something I wrote about her for Mother's Day. You know what the folks say, folk wisdom is only as good as your folks. Any philosophical rough edges I may have are probably due to the fact that the folk saws in our family have had a lot of broken teeth. Even the buzzwords could have stood some sharpening. When I find myself in times of trouble, what comfort I can draw from my father's sentiments on perseverance, it took us a long time, putz, we got there just the same. Maxims like that are why we never got a family crest. But the font of wisdom in our genetic pool really flows from mother. She is a philosopher savant. Mother improves standard epigrams by getting them wrong and somehow getting them right, like the emperor's nude clothes. For example, or her infinitely more interesting insight into log rolling, one back scratches the other. Reminds me of her admonition, do undo others. And the always appropriate, you can lead a horse to water, but you don't want to drink it. The horse sense doesn't end there either. Countless times mother has inveighed, or oivade, really, against washing horses in midstream. If you do and drink them, you're only doing yourself to spite your mother. On the other hand, God bless the child that gets up and gets his own. It is a good one. Mom has her own school of thought that the general public could do a lot worse than to attend. Just like out of a can, for example, is her highest award, meaning it tastes good enough to have been mass-produced. We were raised as Campbell's soup kids, right down to the roses in our chubby little cheeks. Two, she knows people. There's good and bad in every group, she likes to note. And if you can't reason with some people, you can always season, which is why she carries a grain of salt at all times. Speaking of which, there are four don'ts. Don't be afraid to ring the meat buzzer. They keep the good chickens in back. Don't start with the neighbors. Shonda Hopham at the neighbors. Don't tip your head. And the Zen-like, don't ask. The last being almost enough to make you want to have kids just not to answer their questions with it. Why does a 58-year-old furrier run off with a girl half his age? Don't ask. Even don't ask was often saying too much. When any particular subject of sensitivity was touched upon, such as why Frida's marriage ended sometime during the honeymoon, mother would jab her finger several times in rapid succession toward the ceiling and with alarm whisper the name of Marcy, the all-hearing woman upstairs, in an attempt to prevent her from becoming the all-knowing. For mom, in her infinite wisdom, knows that sometimes the best saying is saying nothing at all. Happy Mother's Day, Mom. Thank you.